Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Right now, Fox 50 at 8, two major stories. We take a look at how new mask guidance by the CDC will play out in North Carolina.
We're also continuing our team coverage on gas shortages, its impact on school systems, as well as college graduation ceremonies this weekend. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. A lot of visitors coming in this weekend for those graduation ceremonies and lots of stories to get to in just a moment. First, though, we are going to check in on weather with Elizabeth Gardner and welcome those visitors with a nice day.
Oh, what a beautiful day. We started off with temperatures in the upper 30s and low 40s. A big jump here at 8 o'clock. We've jumped to 52 in Durham and Raleigh, 53 in Fayetteville and Clinton, and it's 54 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. So here we go on our way to a gorgeous day. Our temperatures are anywhere from just a few degrees to as much as 6 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. And we'll continue to see that trend over the next few days. Beautiful at Lake Gaston. If you're going to be headed out on the lake this weekend, the temperatures will be nice. Mid 70s, not going to be overly warm, but it should still feel pleasant. Here's the thing you need to know about today. Between now and lunchtime, we're nice and clear, but we have a disturbance that'll come out of the mountains, bringing an isolated shower, especially from, say, Durham up toward Roxborough or westward, potentially across Chapel Hill. That'll be quick. It won't last long. And then otherwise, expect partly cloudy skies. Hour by hour, we warm up to 68 at lunchtime and 73 at 4 o'clock. It looks like a nice day for tomorrow as well, but I'll show you specific temperatures for your graduation forecast coming up. Zach?
8:01 the current time. We'll take you out to I-40 at Old Reedy Creek Road Bridge, with things moving along just fine. Lower traffic volume so far in this Friday morning. And a lot of you working from home this morning, but getting reports of a few additional crashes right now. Most to all these on secondary streets, not impacting many of the major thoroughfares in the area, as well as things moving along just fine on 440. That crash looks like it's on 440, but it's just to the north side on the Wake Forest Road Avenue exit. So we'll have to watch and see how that impacts the morning commute through the morning. But all in all, things moving along just fine. If you are currently looking for gas in Cumberland County, the BP just reported gas 3703 Rayford Road. That's in Fayetteville. Also getting reports of the Walmart at 4220 Legion Road. That's in Hope Mills. So getting better reports of some more gas availability currently coming in from the Hope Mills Fayetteville area, as well as the BJ's just getting report 5200 Red Tip Road in Fayetteville. So things coming and going at the gas situation. You could look and see if there's gas available where you live on WRAL.com. Just click on the red box that says find fuel.
And we have new information on mask guidance from the CDC. We'll get to that in just a moment. First, we're going to focus on the gas shortage in North Carolina. Right now, there are 72% of gas stations in North Carolina without fuel. Average price statewide, $2.91. In our area, the highest you will see, Halifax County, an average of $3.03.
WRAL's Casey Cunningham has been busy all morning checking out gas stations across our viewing area. She joins us now from a gas station in Wake Forest.
Talking with the team members here at Harris Teeter, they started the morning off with 7,000 gallons of fuel. They were able to get two deliveries late yesterday with just regular gas. I want to show you this because the line is building up since we last checked in with you over here at the Harris Teeter off of Rogers Road. Over the past 3 days, we've met a lot of people, some with backgrounds in petroleum. So we asked them, when do we think we'll be able to get back to normal and it'll be easier to find gas?
It's going to take a couple of days to get it back up to full operation because of the pressure. You know, it's under constant pressure. Then it's like an artery. You know, it feeds off in different states. So until they get full pressure back up, it's going to take a minute.
Most people here telling us it was a little bit easier to find gas today than previous days. One of the things you'll want to be aware of, though, when going to the pump is that not all gas types are available, like here at this Harris Teeter, where they were only able to get a delivery of regular fuel. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News in Wake Forest.
Students in five school districts, including Wake County, will be learning from home today in response to the gas shortage. Here's the list. Durham and Franklin County schools are going virtual as well. Both districts say gases for bus isn't the problem. It's that teachers and parents don't have enough gas to drive to school. Vance County and Chapel Hill Carrboro schools also shifted to remote learning. The gas shortage could affect your garbage collection. The city of Durham says it's considering changes to its curbside collection service starting next week. Officials did not say exactly how that schedule would look. WRAL will keep an eye out and we'll keep you updated.
Now, despite the gas shortage, some people will be traveling to the Triangle this weekend to attend graduation ceremonies. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at UNC this morning, and Naya, those commencement ceremonies bringing in visitors from all over the country, really, and that extra traffic has got to have some concern with it.
Well, of course, you can see here.
Welcome back. It is 8:12. We broke a record low yesterday for our morning temperatures, and it's still chilly this morning. You'll need to grab the coat or jacket. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look.
That's right. So temperatures are still chilly this morning. And of course, we look at records, we look at normals to explain how things feel in our atmosphere, and we update that every 10 years. So the climate normal stretches for 30 years. So we're talking about what's normal over the last 30 years, but every 10 years, we update that. And so the National Weather Service handles that for us. This is a look at the changes that we're seeing now as we update that in 2021. As you would expect, wetter than it was when we did the last update in the east and drier in the west. We take a look at our temperatures, and it's warmer in most of the country, especially out west, but interestingly enough, colder up in parts of the northeast. What does that mean for us here? Our temperature went up a half a degree in the last 10 years as we're doing this update, and the update for rainfall is almost 3 inches. That's really significant. We went from a little over 43 inches to a little over 46 inches. And of course, with snow, we've backed that out. We're now at 5.2 inches for our average annual snowfall. So things are changing. We'll get those updates and we'll continue to show you those as we talk about what our normals and our records are. High pressure keeping things cool today. We're below normal and our temperatures will stay below normal for much of the next 5 days. High pressure dragging down some of that cooler air from Canada, and that sticks with us over the weekend. We're starting to warm things up compared to earlier this morning. 53 in Fayetteville, 54 Rocky Mount, still 45 in Roxboro. Nice day to get out for a walk. Our temperatures climb into the upper 60s right around lunchtime. If you're headed out this evening, we'll still be in the upper 60s after a high of around 73. The humidity stays low. The breeze will be minimal. It really looks lovely. Now, there is a slight chance that we would see a shower north and west of the Triangle area today, but it's a tiny chance. I fully believe that everybody at the Durham Bulls game will stay mainly dry, 60 almost at 6 p.m. and 57 at 10 p.m. Graduation forecast, a number of ceremonies, NC State, UNC, and a lot of universities graduating tomorrow. The early ones, temperatures will be in the low to mid 50s. And then there's some early afternoon, temperatures will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow looks dry, dry, dry. 57 is our normal low temperature. So if you have to be there at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, it's going to be chilly in the mid 40s. But our overnight lows begin to warm up as we move through the next few days. We continue to have cooler than normal temperatures across most of the country, but for us, that still looks pretty pleasant. 73 today, 75 Saturday, 72 on Sunday. Coming up at about 8:45, we're going to talk about our transition to a wetter pattern for early next week.
8:15, the current time will take you out to Durham at the Durham Freeway and Briggs Avenue. Things moving along just fine. This lower traffic volume well appreciated on this Friday morning, especially with many of you working from home with the current gas situation out there. We are seeing a few crashes, though, currently, most likely in the cleaning stages, especially that one just north of 440 or north of 540. That one as well, north of 540 and Capitol Boulevard, not causing any delays. The good thing is that these crashes are currently off of our major roads, so haven't seen any major impact so far on this Friday morning commute. If you are looking for gas right now in Johnston County, the Speedway at 6127 US 301 in Four Oaks, currently reporting gas available in the last 20 minutes. Got an update there from our partners at Gas Buddy. The BP at 923 Johnston Parkway, this in Kennelly, reporting gas in the last 15 minutes. A little bit of a ways out of town, but still just northeast of Micro is seeing gas is reported in that area. One more, the Crown at 4879 NC 42 at Buffalo Road in Clayton, also reporting gas. So luckily, we are seeing gas available in Johnston County. If you're looking for gas, go to WRL.com and find that red box that says find fuel. But someone's finding fuel right now. Brett Neese in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, you found some gas. Where can we find it?
Hey, Zach, good morning. This is off of Glenwood Avenue near Durley Road, this Shell station behind me. I'm going to step behind the camera and we're going to show you what's all going on here as we take it off the tripod and everything. We see these mail service workers that just showed up. They got to get some gas too so people can get their mail. But this, again, is off of Glenwood Avenue near Durley Road. They just got a brand new supply of gas. Actually, those are the holes there in the station that they've just pumped that in so that these people can put it in their cars. And I'm told that they have over 9,000 gallons. It's the first time they've had fuel since Monday. The clerk inside says, though, it's probably going to go fast. So if you need it, this is where it is, Glenwood Avenue near Durley Road. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Fair amount there, certainly, Brett. Thanks. New this morning, the city of Sanford is putting pause on its overgrown grass violations because of the gas shortage. On its Facebook page, the city says it will not be enforcing the rule because many people don't have fuel for their mowers. Officials say it will crack back down again on overgrown grass once fuel is widely available again.
Parts of Carowinds will be closed this weekend because of the uncertainty surrounding the gas shortage. Carowinds sent a note to season ticket holders saying the most popular rides and attractions will be open, but some of the areas will be closed. This weekend is opening weekend for season ticket holders. The park's official reopening day is May 22nd. There will be limited capacity and several safety protocols in place.
Duke Health sent two large shipments of PPE and other aid to India, a country that surpassed 23 million coronavirus cases. The first shipment went out and arrived in New Delhi last week, and the second shipment went out just Wednesday. Various departments across Duke Health gathered surplus equipment for the donation. The community pitched in as well, providing PPE donations and monetary donations for shipping.
Some kids in North Carolina wasted no time in getting their vaccine. This is video from a clinic run by Atrium Health in Charlotte. 14-year-old twins Hudson and Ethan both got their shot from their mom. She says she was holding back tears during that special moment.
And we know that when people are vaccinated, we know that they're safer. They're safer to do their sports. They're safer to go to school. They're safer to be around other people. And we're really just focused on how do we make a difference in the community. And that's with bringing vaccines to everyone.
Hudson and Ethan both say they're looking forward to seeing more of their friends once they're fully vaccinated. A 13-year-old ballerina who signed up to get her COVID-19 shot in Raleigh got a special surprise when she showed up. The teen ended up meeting Governor Roy Cooper, who was touring the vaccine clinic on Departure Drive. The 13-year-old wanted to get her shot as soon as possible as she prepares to travel this summer to study with the Boston Ballet. It was just 1 year ago the pandemic stopped her from going to New York for ballet. If you're still looking for a place to get your shot, you can find everything you need to know on WRAL.com. Click on the Find a Vaccine tab for a look at available appointments and walk-in clinics.
Happening now, Israeli troops are gathering near the Gaza Strip as the country threatens a ground invasion of Palestinian territory. New video shows rockets being intercepted over Israel as the deadly conflict between the country and Hamas escalates. Hamas is the militant group that controls Gaza. At least 116 people have died in this violence, including more than a dozen children.
Today is the last day North Carolinians can enroll in the state's newly designed Medicaid program. Only 10% of people eligible for a new insurance plan have chosen one as of Wednesday. Now, if you don't opt for a specific plan, one will be chosen for you, meaning you may not be able to keep your same doctors. If you miss today's deadline, you'll have until September 30th to change the one chosen for you. Tax day is approaching. You have until Monday to file your taxes this year. The new deadline is about a month later than usual because of the pandemic. It applies to both federal and North Carolina tax filings. Don't expect your return anytime soon, though. An unusually large backlog of returns from this year and last year are still being processed.
For the first time in years, you will be hearing actual bells ringing from the Memorial Bell Tower on the campus of NC State. The university will celebrate the completion of the bell tower's renovation this afternoon in Henry Square. A private gift from an alum in 2017 allowed for the installation of 55 bells in that tower. The university previously had been using speakers to imitate the ringing of the chimes. Today's celebration begins at 2:30.
Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has cleared the first of three blood tests ahead of tomorrow's Preakness Stakes. Today we'll learn if the horse cleared the final two rounds. The horse's win at Churchill Downs has been in doubt since it failed a post-derby drug test. The drug was a steroid ointment that is allowed in horse racing, but only at certain levels. You can watch the Preakness on WRAL tomorrow. Coverage starts at 5 p.m.
And this morning, the Carolina Hurricanes will be back on the ice preparing for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They take on the Nashville Predators. We have to wait until Monday, though, for this game one at PNC Arena. The puck drops 8 o'clock Monday night. Game two, and if necessary, games 5 and 7 will also be on home ice. Tickets, unfortunately, are sold out, but you can join a wait list to get them.
Kellogg is back to mixing it up with a new flavor combo. So the latest mashup is Frosted Flakes and Apple Jacks. Interesting. I would try it. The newest creation follows the launch of the first ever Kellogg's mashup cereal last year. Right now, you can vote on what combination should be the next Kellogg's mashup cereal. That's a whole lot of sugar in that. No doubt. Next on Fox 50, two major stories we have updates on. First, the reason you will not see immediate changes in North Carolina following the CDC's new mask guidance.
And a live look from Sky 5 right now, out searching for locations where gas is available across our viewing area. WR's Brian Schrader will have a live report for us from Durham. We'll tell you where this is ahead in our next half hour of news.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 on our Friday. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top local stories we are following for you. Headed towards the weekend here, things starting to go our way weather-wise. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Looking really good. Our temperatures are in the 50s, some 40s still left, but 52 in Durham, 55 in Goldsboro, and 49 degrees in Sanford. Lots of sunshine right now. There's a tiny chance of a shower north and west of the triangle for this afternoon, but most of us will end up staying dry, and it will feel wonderful. Humidity is low, lots of sunshine. Our temperatures climb into the low 70s for highs this afternoon. If you're looking to play tennis or get outside this evening, temperatures are going to be great for any outdoor activities since we'll only be in the upper 60s. Good news is we don't see temperatures warming up too much through the weekend. Zach?
8:27 right now, seeing reports of additional crashes now on 3D TrueView traffic. One of those blocking two lanes on I-40 westbound coming into town from the Clinton area. We're seeing that the two lanes currently blocked. This said I-40 US 70, so it's going to take an extra 10 minutes to get through there. Things moving through that area right now, but it's just going to take some extra time to get into town. But all in all, things beyond that moving along just fine. We'll watch and see where gas is available over on Fox 50 coming up.
I'm Brian Schrader, live in Sky 5. We've found some gas for you in North Durham. This is the Family Fair on Duke Street at Horton Road there on Sky 5 Navigator. You can see where that is exactly. And there's another station if you go south on Duke Street down at the Sheets at Fraser Street. Also some gas there. We are seeing some lines at these stations, but they're really not all that bad. The wait times at those two gas stations, not so bad, just north of I-85.
All right, Brian, thanks. And next on Fox 50, a look at transportation options, the effect all this is having on public transportation in our area, and the changes being made to schools as well, all due to the gas shortage.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:30 on a Friday. Beautiful sunshine out there. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you part of our day.
And I'm Renee Chu, TGIF. And yes, we're thankful for all that sunshine to help start warming up some of those temperatures. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with this beautiful lake view.
Oh, so pretty. Our temperatures are going to stay in the 70s this weekend, which will be fine for getting out at the lake. But, you know, we're not talking about 80s or anything like that. Lake Gaston looks beautiful with all the sunshine. Our morning temperatures have remained chilly, not quite as cool as yesterday morning, but it is 46 in Roxboro right now, 51 in Southern Pines, 58 in South Hill, and 55 degrees in Goldsboro. We take a look at Futurecast. It's going to be nice and dry from now until lunchtime. But look what happens after lunchtime. We start to see a system coming in from the mountains. It's going to bring us a few more clouds during the afternoon. That's 5 p.m. After that, a sprinkle or two just in our far western counties. I think most of us really out of this are going to end up staying fairly dry. After that, we're looking at a pretty pleasant weekend. Here's a look at our chance for rain. It's 20% between, say, 3 and 6 p.m. But again, that's mostly north and west of Durham. Hour by hour, temperatures warm up nicely. 68 at lunchtime. We'll see highs in the low 70s, and the evening temperatures remain mild in the 60s. We are still going to see one more chilly morning tomorrow. I'll tell you why. Our temperatures remain below normal through the weekend. Coming up.
Two major stories we're keeping you up to date on this morning. We'll explain why you may not see immediate changes in North Carolina following a change in mask guidance by the CDC. But first, let's get to the gas shortage. Here's what you need to know. At last check, at 6:30 this morning, we got an update that 72% of gas stations in North Carolina are without fuel. Very little change from yesterday night. Areas with the most outages include the Triangle, Charlotte, and Asheville. The average price of gas nationally is up to $3.03.
WR's Casey Cunningham has been on the road for most of this week looking for fuel availability in our area. She joins us now. She's in a line in Wake Forest at a gas station there.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, we got back in the car looking for gas, and the reason we jumped in this line is because this is something we are seeing all over the area, and I really wanted to show you what it looks like. So we're over here off Route 1. It's a Valero. Take a look to the left of your screen. You're going to see multiple cars in line. We're in the middle lane right behind a car waiting to turn left. There's another line also on the other side. Actually, if we get back on the road here, I'm going to go ahead and show you what we're seeing ahead. So you can see on this other side over here, there's cars in line this direction. So definitely something we're seeing all around. So not only is it difficult to find gas, well, it's causing a few delays as well. So again, back on the road here, we're going to continue to look for gas. We did see some at the Harris Teeter in Wake Forest off of Rogers Road, a couple lines there, but they were going pretty quickly, between 3 and 5 minutes from the end of the line to get your pump or your tank filled up with gas. So lines moving pretty quickly there, which is good news. We'll continue to monitor things out here. I know Brian Schrader is in the sky. We're here on the ground, but you are in the sky. So what are you seeing from your view from above there, Brian?
We're finding some pretty good news here in Durham, Casey, as we take you live here in Sky 5 to Guest Road, just north of I-85, a gas station there in the middle of your screen, the Cruisers, that has some gas, and the lines are pretty short. And we've been showing you all this week the lines at the Costco over on North Point Drive, which is just off of Broad Street. And they typically have gas. Every time that we've flown over it this week, they've had gas. They have it this morning, and you can see that there are some lines, but not nearly as bad as they were earlier this week. It looks like a pretty short wait here on the north side of Durham. We've seen a few other gas stations here along Duke Street, again, Guest Road, and here along Broad Street, where we do have gas and short lines. Back to you.
Ken Smith here in the WRL Live Center. We're tracking where gas is available on this Gas Buddy map. All the green icons represent where gas is available. And this is a site that's updated constantly. You want to check some of the sites right here. This BP on Glenwood Avenue updated about 42 minutes ago. That has fuel. Also, this area right here and this area right here in Raleigh, on North Person Street, updated 42 minutes ago. That area has gas. And one more, we want to try this one down here in the Garner area, updated a little more than 40 minutes ago. The Exxon on Fayetteville Road has gas. Of course, you can access this information on WRL.com and the WRL News app.
Super helpful resource, Ken. Thanks. Despite the gas shortage, some people do still plan on traveling this weekend, and one event they may be going to is a commencement ceremony. WRL's Nye Hardin is at UNC Chapel Hill, one college that will be seeing some extra traffic starting today.
You've got UNC Chapel Hill and NC State both having their graduations. And if you take a look here, you can see there are already several graduates out here getting those special pictures in before they graduate. And for a lot of them, this also comes during the time when there's that gas shortage. So I reached out to the Aloft Hotel near NC State, and they tell me the gas shortage should not affect the weekend business. Guests have been calling to confirm they are still coming despite the gas situation. Visit Raleigh tells me they have not heard of any major cancellations at any events or hotels. They believe many guests have already arrived to the area. Nye Hardin, WRL News, Chapel Hill.
Graduates at both UNC and NC State will get to hear from some very high-profile commencement speakers. NFL quarterback and NC State alum Russell Wilson will be delivering a commencement address in Carter-Finley Stadium. The first ceremony is tonight at 7. And at UNC, Dr. Kizmikia Corbett and Dr. Anthony Fauci are teaming up to deliver UNC's commencement address. Both infectious disease experts have been instrumental in our fight against COVID-19. Corbett is also a UNC alum. She earned her PhD there back in 2014.
Starting today, buses in Durham will be running less frequently. Go Durham is changing its service and routes due to the gas shortage. The transit service says it'll be running on a Sunday-level service until further notice. You can find that schedule by going to durhamtransit.org. Now to our coronavirus headlines. Many people in North Carolina are quite anxious to find out if the state will be following new guidance by the CDC to ease restrictions for vaccinated people. WRL's Michelle McConaughey is following this story for us. And Michelle, all eyes on Governor Cooper today.
Yeah, that's right. Governor Cooper will be at an event this afternoon with healthcare professionals, but his schedule does not include a briefing that would suggest an update is coming on the current mask mandate. Yesterday, the governor told WREL he's reviewing the new CDC guidance and will react accordingly. Previously, Cooper said he hoped to roll back the state's mask mandate by July. News that a mask is not necessary for fully vaccinated people is freeing for many, but some say they're not ready to ditch the face covering just yet. Right now, we have a post on our WREL Facebook page where people are sounding off on what they think. And so far, the opinions are mixed. You can head there right now to share your opinion. And we'll follow up with the governor's office today to ask if a decision has been made, and we will keep you updated on that. Thanks, Michelle. Another sign that North Carolina is rebounding is the reopening of movie theaters, the latest sites in our area that will begin welcoming moviegoers today.
And we'll give you a live look back up in Sky 5. WRL's Brian Schrader has been in the air for hours and looking at those lines at gas stations all across our viewing area. This in Durham, we'll have another live report just ahead.
Nearly a third of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. Now we're seeing the rate of vaccinations decreasing. Part of that is due to vaccine hesitancy. We're joined now by Dr. Janice Orlowski. She is the chief healthcare officer at the Association of American Medical Colleges. Dr. Orlowski, thank you so much for joining us. I want to start with the most common concerns that you hear when people say they don't want to get the vaccine.
You know, I think the most common concern that people have is it safe? They are concerned that, did it just get developed in the last year? Is it safe for me? And I want people to know that these vaccines are based on more than two decades of scientific research. And so it really has been studied. We also know that there's over 200 million vaccines that have been given. We've studied the vaccine profile. It's incredibly safe.
So getting the message out there that vaccines are safe and that they do work, but what strategies do you think will help build that trust and promote vaccination in communities?
Well, you know, one of the things that I say, and you see it with the new lifting of the vaccine mandate by the CDC, is the way that we can get ourselves, our family, our community back to normal is by people getting vaccinated. And you're seeing it right now. So those that are vaccinated can actually go without a mask. I know that every state has to make their own decision based on illness within their state. But this is how we get back to normal. For those who are not vaccinated, there's still a coronavirus within our communities, and you are at risk. And so we want you to be safe. And I think that's the biggest message. You're still at risk if you're not vaccinated. Help us to make our communities safe and you safe. And Renee, the other thing that I'd add is there's significantly more long-term effects that we're seeing from people who get the COVID vaccine than from a vaccine. So, you know, I think those are the messages that I'd like to talk about.
Yeah. Dr. Orlowski, we know that vaccination rates are decreasing. Do you think that we've hit a point in this country where the people who wanted to get a vaccine have already gotten it, and then it will be tough to sway those who are probably not going to get their vaccine?
I think you're right, Renee. And, you know, what I find when I saw, I was just seeing patients yesterday, I had a number of patients who were hesitant. And quite frankly, they had some simple questions that I could answer that made them feel better. And so I think what we have to do is continue to assure. If we talk about what happens after the vaccine, after the vaccine, people might feel some soreness in their arm, low-grade fever, some muscle aches, That's really it. And it doesn't last for more than 24 hours. And what I tell people is, even though we call that a side effect, it's really your immune system working. So I find having a discussion with individuals who are hesitant. So now we've gotten all of those who you know, said,
Dr.
give me
Orlowski,
the vaccine.
Yes. Thank you very much. We are running out of time here. I hate to cut you off, but we appreciate your message getting out to those who are still hesitant about getting the vaccine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, another subject. We are hearing complaints from viewers about price gouging due to fuel shortage issues. We hear from one man who shared his experience at the pump. And we'll give you this live look right now. You will now have more nonstop options out of the airport. The destination added just ahead. And here are the winning lottery numbers. Carolina pick 3, 2, 1, 4. Pick 4, 7, 2, 9, 2. And the Carolina cash 5, a double draw. First set of numbers, 4, 16, 25, 27, 38, and 6, 14, 17, 31, 38.
Oh, it's beautiful out there right now. Take a live look at downtown Raleigh. We're looking down Fayetteville Street at the Capitol Building. The flag there completely still. Our temperature 52, so that's on the cool side. But all that sunshine will help to warm things up. Our afternoon high will be in the low 70s, which is still a little below normal for this time of year. But hey, you know, feeling nice, because you know it's not going to be long until our temperatures are in the 90s. 43 right now in Chapel Hill. You see that beautiful blue sky. I know folks there are gearing up for graduation. It looks beautiful for tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the 40s early in the morning, but around, say, 9 or 10 o'clock, temperatures should be back into the 50s, and it should be beautiful for all the graduation ceremonies that are happening across the area tomorrow. Our live camera network stops here in Fayetteville. Next, 53 degrees, lots of sunshine, looking gorgeous there, too. Satellite and radar looks like this. We have a high-pressure system that's up to the north. That high is feeding cool air into North Carolina, and that's why our temperatures are still below normal. Watch what happens as we move between now and lunchtime. We're completely clear, but after lunchtime, there's a disturbance in the mountains that will swing eastward into our area. At 5 o'clock, you can see we move to partly cloudy, and there may be just a couple of showers that pop up with this, but you can see how few there are. We put 20% down for this afternoon just to kind of cover the bases, but I think that most of us will stay dry. Not a lot of us are going to see that rain today. The high-pressure system stays with us today and tomorrow, keeping things mainly dry and also continuing to deliver the cool air from up to our north. Gradually, as the high moves eastward on Saturday, the wind shifts to southerly, and our pattern changes completely. It's also going to open the door to the next system back to the west. It's going to allow that to start to move in. So by Sunday afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, we'll start to see some showers. That will continue through the evening and overnight. This front will just hang out in our vicinity all the way through Tuesday, bringing us a few showers on and off from Monday and Tuesday as well. After that, we should start to clear out. So again, very small chance of some rain this afternoon, north and west of the triangle, a chance of some showers late Sunday afternoon, and then again on Monday and Tuesday. Right now, the amounts are looking on the lower side. We do need the rain. Yesterday, when the drought monitor came out, we added more counties to abnormally dry in the northern part of the viewing area, and the counties closer to the coast went into moderate drought. Not good news. We're more than 4 inches behind for the spring at RDU and about 2 inches behind in Fayetteville. We're not going to catch up in the next few days. Even Monday and Tuesday, when that rain comes in, it's likely to be on the minimal side. We warm up Thursday to 82.
Sky 5, it's a beautiful day to fly, and Brian Schrader is up there looking for people who have been in line for gas out there. And Brian, I'm also curious what the volume is like traffic-wise. I know you're around 540 there. Are there fewer cars on the road, you think, today?
Absolutely. Seeing very light traffic volume for a Friday, and certainly seeing that at the gas pumps, too, where there is gas, the lines seem to be a little bit shorter. We are on I-40 at 54 in Durham, between Durham and Chapel Hill, and that Shell station there at the corner, there at the interchange, you can see where the cars and trucks are lined up there. They do have gas at this particular gas station. But as we have seen all this week, relatively few stations have gas. However, the good news is that where they do have gas, the lines seem to be a little shorter than they have been. Jeff?
Brian, thanks. All morning long, we are tracking where you can find gas. Brett Neese joins us from a gas station on Glenwood Avenue in Northwest Raleigh with a look at what he's seeing.
This station is off of Glenwood Avenue near Durley Road. It's the first time they've had fuel since Monday. And I talked with the guy that dropped off the gas. He says they've pumped in about 9,000 gallons worth. here at this Shell station. Again, it's off Glenwood Avenue, kind of near Durley Road, that intersection. But you see all the people that are starting to line up here. Right now, the sign there says it's about $2.89 for a gallon of gas. And they just have that 87, the unleaded regular gas, to put in your car. And while it's busy now, it'll be busy for quite a while. The clerk inside says he's not sure how long this supply will last. We'll continue to keep you updated right here on WRAL. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
We have been hearing a lot of complaints about possible price gouging at the pumps, and so has State Attorney General's office, and they're looking into 622 of those complaints since the start of the gas crisis. Now, prices must be unreasonably high. This is one of the points we need to make. In order to qualify as price gouging, unreasonably high, a station manager in Durham tells us that they had to get a different distributor to get them some extra gas this week, which they had to purchase at a premium cost. Well, that extra cost is being passed on legally to customers.
And this morning I look, it's $3.69 or $3.59. Ridiculous. It went up a dollar in a day.
Do you think somebody's taking advantage of the situation?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of folks we spoke with said they are okay with paying a little bit more if it means they can get to work.
Today, another local movie theater is reopening for the first time since the pandemic. The Regal Beaver Creek Theater in Apex will welcome back guests. Many other local Regal theaters, along with AMC locations, opened for the first time last week.
There's now another place for kids in the Triangle to get vaccinated. Walgreens will be offering the Pfizer shot to kids as young as 12. In some cases, same-day appointments may be available.
Today marks 25 years since a deadly fire broke out at a UNC fraternity house. It happened on May 12, 1996. 5 students died in this fire, which was caused by a smoldering cigarette at the Phi Gamma Delta house. 3 others were hurt. The house has since been rebuilt and is equipped with new safety features, including sprinklers, fireproof doors, and 2 stairwells.
Take it to D.C. Live look at the U.S. Capitol building right now. Today, Republicans will name a new conference chair. House lawmakers will be voting on who should replace Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who was removed from her post Wednesday. Right now, the 2 contenders are Elise Stefanik, who has received endorsements from top GOP leaders, and Chip Roy. Cheney has warned both to avoid former President Trump's claims made without evidence about election fraud. It is the end of the road for the UNC women's soccer team this year. In the College Cup, the Tar Heels fell to Santa Clara in the semifinal round. 3-1 was the final, and the loss follows 7 straight shutout wins. Florida State is the only ACC team remaining in the tournament. They'll face Santa Clara for the title in Cary Monday night.
And here's a live look at RDU International, where there's a new kid on the block. Sun Country Airlines is launching nonstop service from the airport to Minneapolis. The new flights will run on Mondays and Fridays. Sun Country is the 11th airline to operate out of RDU. Here's a story that's sure to dominate your social media feeds today. We're getting a first look at the upcoming reunion of Friends. Like that guitar rendition of I'll Be There For You. Warner Brothers released this brief teaser for its upcoming special. Friends, the Reunion will stream on HBO Max on May 27th. The unscripted reunion will feature the original cast and some guest stars like Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga. Today, you can get your first shot at tickets for a big concert at the DPAC. The classic rock band America is planning a stop in Durham for the first time ever this October. It's part of the group's 50th anniversary tour. Tickets for the event go on sale at noon.
Next on Fox 50, new mask guidance by the CDC and fuel supply in North Carolina. Big stories. We're back in a moment.